I ask that you please share this video. I feel it is an educational topic that everyone can utilize. Today's topic is, how do you respond if you witness domestic abuse in public? Does that title instill fear in your heart? Maybe you have experienced this in your own life. Please, please do not just be a bystander who does nothing to help the victim of abuse. In society, we often think domestic abuse happens behind closed doors. But what happens when it spills over into the streets? The very street that you are on. Victims of abuse typically do the best they can to hide and deny the abuse from those around them. Abusers will often engage in public acts of abuse to shame, punish, and show the victim that no one cares enough to intervene. It is an act of power. Witnessing acts of abuse can be very uncomfortable and leave us unable to decide what should we do, if anything. Often people will pass by thinking it's not their business or that it isn't their place to intervene. You may even walk by hoping or wrongly believing someone else will help. I don't know about you, but that last sentence leaves me feeling a bit of shame and disgust. Tell me, if you witness an animal being abused in public, would you still lower your head and walk away, hoping someone else did something? You should never assume that someone else will help. Doing so only increases the risk of severe injury, escalation of abuse, and even death. Abusers often attack their victims at their place of work or other public spaces with severe injury or death to the victim. The main thing is to do something. Because doing nothing is one more vote that as a culture, we accept that it's okay to strangle your partner in public. And maybe hit her, punch her, or break her bones. So what can you do when you witness domestic violence in public? First off, call the police. This does not require risking personal safety, but will trigger response of officers who are better prepared to handle danger should this violence escalate. We all have cell phones. You do not have to give your name, just make the call and let the police figure it out. Give them all the details you can about the abuse, the victim, the abuser, the area they're in. And if for some reason you don't feel comfortable calling the police and you are in a place of business, then approach the manager and notify them of the situation and ask them to call the police and stand there until they do. Many of us have cell phones, pretty much all the time. You can use your phone to video record the abuse in the situation so there is documentation available for a third-party witness to provide to authorities. This is evidence of the situation, but make sure you do this after you call the police. If the abuser leaves, you could approach the victim and offer assistance. Use this as an opportunity to ensure the victim they are not at fault and the abuse is not okay. Offer to call police and stay with them until authorities arrive. If they do not want the authorities involved, you could also offer to call a family or a friend, or allow the victim to use your phone. Should the victim respond that there is no one to call, you could give them your cell phone number and tell them to call or text if they change their mind. You can also tell the victim where they can get help if they refuse your offer, and I will put that information below. If the abuser is within eyesight and you still feel compelled to approach the victim, you could do so under the you could do so as in you're running into an old friend from school. Smile at them. Tell them how happy you are to see them. And once the abuser's guard is down, you can offer to help them. This approach is potentially risky due to the proximity of the abuser, and it's not recommended for a man to attempt if the abuser is a male with a female victim. That could get really hairy, but it is an option. Do your best to slowly redirect yourself and the victim into a more public area with increased foot traffic and more people. Not only will this provide additional bystanders to assist, there will be more witnesses should the abuser return and attempt to assault the victim. Ensure that you speak only to the victim, as engaging with the abuser creates potential for the situation to spiral out of control. I can't talk. If you suspect someone is being abused, you can create opportunity to approach them. You can begin a conversation by asking your neighbor, if your neighbor is being abused. Ask them to borrow common cooking ingredients. If they're having an issue with their phone or internet for help finding, I'm having problems finding my lost pet, or I'm bringing you a piece of mail or whatever. Can you help me out? So that you're having that conversation. When a man strangles his partner, it increases the odds that he will go on to kill her about sevenfold. I want you to do something right now. I want you to pick up your phone and put this number in your phone right now. It is 1-800-799-7233. That number again is 1-800-799-7233. This is the number to the National Domestic Abuse Hotline. If you witness abuse, give this number to the victim so they can reach out for help. When you do that, know that you are making it harder for the abuser to get away with it. Make sure you follow me on all the platforms below so you too can help prevent domestic abuse. If you found this video helpful, please give it a thumbs up and subscribe. I will list those numbers below. And until next time, be bold, be brave, and always be safe.